Oh, The Apprentice was good last night, wasn't it? Did you see it?
It was very, very good, very funny.
I won't ruin it for you if you didn't see it, if you've still got it ready to see tonight or maybe whatever over the weekend. But they went to Marrakesh in Morocco, and Sir Alan gave them a list of things to get from the markets of Marrakesh, didn't they? Now, yeah. One of the things on the list, which I thought would be the easiest thing to get, was the green mosque alarm clock.
Mm.
Now, here's what they had to do.
Lee heads straight to the electrical market for a green plastic mosque alarm clock.
Now, I used to have millions of these. Do you remember?
Yes.
You were the first. I was shouting at the TV, oh, that'd be easy. That's the easiest thing on the list, because there was some juicer they had to get and all sorts of really complicated things. Something to do with a cow.
Yeah, some chicken. You were the first person that I thought of when I saw that mosque clock last night. You'd have been the perfect team leader for that task.
Because I used to buy them in Dubai when I went there. Mm. And when I was doing early breakfast, I had to get up at 3 a.m. The sound of the mosque alarm clock, 7 of them, would wake me up every morning because...
Not every morning.
Not every morning, but some.
Depending on whether the wine had been on the night before. Yeah.
Now, they were paying, I think it was £20 for one of these alarm clocks. Here's what they sound like.
Yeah.
Well, they're very impressed, weren't they? Mm-hmm. £20. I remember once refusing to pay £3 for one of these, and a man chased me down the street and said, okay, £2. So the UAE equivalent of £2.
A man chased you down the street just shouting £2 at you. Really?
Yeah. They're cheap. They're ripped off the green mosque alarm clock. Also, did you notice that Michael last night, because he was in a foreign country, he starts trying to speak like them. Listen.
This is great. This is cow skin, yes. But I need one with tail.
With tail. I need one with tail.
This is far too much for us. How can you expect us to pay this much?
£2,500 for a cowhide that's got holes in it?
Far too much for us.
Has he gone Italian?
Yeah. He was in Morocco.
Yeah. Where they speak French.
Now, Matt, who works on the Chris Moyles show, has been trying to avoid finding out who got fired all day on The Apprentice. He wants to watch it tonight. He's just... Every time everyone talks about it, oh, did you see The Apprentice last night? He goes, shut up! Just shut up! So, Becky, who works on the show, has been having some fun with us today and just called him up a bit earlier on.
Radio 1.
Hi, it's Becky.
Oh, hello.
Are you back at your desk?
Yes, I am.
I just wanted to ask you something.
Where are you calling from?
Downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I just have something really important to tell you.
Yes.
You know, last night, on The Apprentice...
No, I'm not.
Why?
Turned very seriously. Taking it
didn't
very
sound
seriously.
Very happy there, did he? Right.
So we waited a bit and then rang him back.
What?
Hello?
No, don't spoil it, seriously.
Why?
Because I've gone through the whole day without finding out who it is.
But I wouldn't even think to tell you it was Lee and Helen.
All day he's been trying to avoid it. And again. Oh, that was it. Just rang once, he picked it up and put it back down. And again.
Yes.
Hello, sorry.
I can't believe you just did that.
I wouldn't do that to you. I'm not going to tell you the real people,
Becky,
would I?
I'm a bit annoyed about it because...
How have you gone this far without even finding...
Well, because, look, every time Newsbeat have been going on about it, I've just, like, blocked my ears and, like, in the Moyles meeting today, and now you just come on and just... I just think it's well out of order, really.
But I wouldn't just tell you who it really was. If I was going to do that, I'd say it was Alex and Claire.
Oh, fuck.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
I'd like to say it wasn't...
He's changed.
It wasn't any of those people. If you have missed the... Well, it might have been some of those people, but not those combinations. I'm digging myself a hole. It wasn't what we said anyway, if you're going to watch The Apprentice later. They got me out of it.